Thrift is an old-fashioned virtue. I think of grandmothers, meatloaf, and crocheted rugs made from rags. My partner Jerry is thrifty. He can't bear to throw things away, not even food past its sell-by date. Last summer, while traveling in Europe, he saved a half-eaten piece of baguette, carried it with him on the plane, and toasted it for breakfast 2 days later. It was delicious. Jerry saves paper clips, plastic forks, and last year's Christmas cards. I make fun of him, of course, particularly when we're watching the TV show Hoarders. But when I need something, he's my go-to guy. Thrift can result in terrific art. I remember visiting an exhibit called The Quilts of G's Bend, a collection of 19th century quilts made by African-American women living in rural Alabama. These women lived in unheated shacks with no running water, electricity, or telephones. To keep themselves and their children warm, the women made quilts from old jeans and discarded overalls. Using strips of faded denim and frayed corduroy, they created designs that had the power and inventiveness of abstract paintings. Today, with the prolonged recession and general belt tightening, thrift is making a comeback. Also, there's a growing chorus exhorting us to compost and recycle. Throwing away something means adding to the acres of garbage, festering in landfills and oceans. Never want to miss out on a trend. I, too, have jumped on the thrift bandwagon. I specialize in reusing glass jars to store candy, nuts, and dried fruit. Once I started, I couldn't stop. There's a population of jars spilling out of a shelf in my kitchen. I have jars of every shape and size, and six of every one, you know, just in case. A family in England has made it their mission to generate no more than one small pail of garbage each week. Everything else is reused, recycled, or composted. Thrift may be old-fashioned, but like the Beatles and Beethoven, it's a classic. With a perspective, I'm Clarence Wong.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.